One-fourth of the wild animals on the planet could go extinct. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The World Conservation Congress is assembled in Barcelona this week, and all the scientists there are buzzing about a new survey that shows at least one-fourth of the world's wild mammals are at risk of extinction. Julie Grant is covering this, and you talked to the lead author.
Yeah, the results are coming out in the journal Science today. Jan Skipper of Conservation International says the assessment paints a bleak picture.
And it was, in fact, quite surprising to find out that, in fact, 25% of all mammals to which we currently have sufficient information are threatened with extinction, meaning that they are either critically endangered, endangered, or vulnerable.
And the scientists found human activities are largely to blame.
In what way?
Well, say we want to buy bananas in the middle of winter. That drives growers to cut down native forests for banana plantations. But without those native forests, lots of mammals are left without a place to live.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Lester.
By the way, we admit last night on SNL's Weekend Update Thursday fake newscast, Amy Poehler beat us to the story.
According to a new report, at least one in four land species on Earth face extinction in the near future. Oh, man, I hope that list includes armadillos. Yo, because I be hating armadillos.
Extinctions, they're so funny. Seems everyone is watching the world's financial markets these days. I've been asking economists what this will all mean for investment in green technology. No one really wants to speculate right now. Things are just too volatile. But that $700 billion bailout package for Wall Street last week also included another $17 billion in tax incentives for energy. That means tax credits for more solar panels on more homes, subsidies for more wind turbines. More people can get tax credits when they buy hybrid cars. Now, it's only a small piece of the puzzle, but if investment bankers see growth in the green technology sector, it might be seen as a safe haven in a stormy market, and that could mean more green jobs here. This is the Environment Report. You know, it seems like every grocery store or retailer you walk in today offers reusable bags. Sometimes they're selling them for a buck or 50 cents, and occasionally you'll get it for free. Bob Lilienfeld with the Use Less Stuff Report is here. Bob, this is great, right? Reusable bags, fewer plastic and paper bags. The commercial world is now officially green.
Well, I wish it were that simple, Lester. Reusable bags are great, but the real issue isn't paper or plastic bags. It's all the stuff we put into those bags. It's consumption.
So what you're saying is the basic problem is we're just buying too much junk and saving a plastic bag or two per trip is really not going to make that much difference.
That's right. And in fact, my biggest concern is by taking our eye off the real issue, which is what we're consuming, that you walk into a store with a reusable bag and you feel good about all the stuff you bought and all the stuff you put in it. That's not why you should feel good. You should feel good because you didn't need so many bags because you were smarter about how you shopped and you bought less stuff in the first place.
But Bob, that stuff I buy fills that little hole in my soul. It makes me feel better.
Well, and I hate to say this, Lester, but isn't that a sad thing that consumption and material goods are what fills the holes in our soul as opposed to the experiences that we have with our families, with our friends, and the things that we do? So you almost have to step back for a minute and say, the real issue is, again, isn't the bags. It's how did we get to this store? Why are we here? How much gas did we use to get it? And what do we really need for our families to exist and to do well? And how do I keep what I buy down to what we really need?
That's Bob Lilienfeld with the Use Less Stuff Report. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Thanks, Lester.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.